It's 9:40 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing us. We appreciate it. We checked out DJ Tira and the Kwabe Twins. We checked out Ari Star, Anita and Coco Jones, and now Ideal and Little Mo and RL with Whatever. Music Tuesdays, still a thing with us on Fresh Breakfast.
Yeah.
Talk to us, Shaquan.
Yeah, yeah. So this morning, man, I wanted to highlight a queen. Okay, she's referred to as the queen of hip-hop soul. A queen of R&B. And she's the lady that gets on. And also, she's one of the ladies or the queens from back in the 80s and 90s that get on stage with those weird dance moves, man. I'm like, ma'am, is you having a seizure? Should I call 911? Like, what is happening right now? But yes, we're talking about Mary J. Blige. And a couple of days ago, she turned 54 years old. Now, I wanted to highlight her because, you know, obviously her being the queen that she is. And also, it made me think of all the great songs that I have heard of, you know, Mary J, and how there were certain seasons in my life that she also just comforted me through her music and so forth, right? And we know Mary because, you know, Mary has been around for a very long time. She even at one point, you know, where I truly, truly fell in love with Mary.
Yeah.
You know, I love her music and stuff, but she acted in I Can Do Bad by Myself.
I Can Do Bad by Myself.
I Can Do Bad All by Myself. Okay, let me just also share this with you.
Okay.
So this was a Tyler Perry movie.
Mm.
And this is where I got to see Mary J. act alongside Taraji Henson. So at the time, partner, Taraji was basically like, you know, this girl who didn't have kids, or this young lady who didn't have kids, living in this, you know, big house by herself, being very selfish, And then her sister had passed away. Now, her sister left her three kids with their mother. And then one day, her mom passes away on the way to work.
Yeah.
In the movie now, right? Apparently, she had like a brain aneurysm or something like that. She passes away. And then Mary J. was now working as a singer at the club where Taraji was working at in the movie. And she was basically that accountability sister person in Taraji's life, calling her out and you got to do right by life and stuff like that. But in that role is where I truly, truly fell in love with Mary J. If you don't know that movie, I'm pretty sure you would. It's the movie I Can Do Bad All by Myself by Tyler Perry. But this was the track song to that movie. I Can Do Bad All by Myself.
You forwarded it to me, you say?
Yes, I did. But yeah, so I can send you another link here. But before we get on the document, partner.
Oh, okay, sorry. Okay.
Yes. Yeah. But before we get to that, I just wanted to highlight her, man, because you know we've worked through many seasons in our lives, and I'm sure that there are songs that have just, you know, been with you in different seasons. So yeah. Let's see this one. But it's a good movie, partner. You need to check it out.
Here it is.
Mm.
There we go.
Somebody told me once that pain is a game we all gotta play. Then why am I in overtime and sudden death every other day? I know that for the good of life there's a price we all gotta pay. But I'll pay till I'm poor and I still don't know what it is to have a good day.
Right, so
that's the soundtrack now.
The soundtrack of that movie, I Can Do Bad All by Myself. Uh-huh. It's really, really deep, but you'll be able to relate to it.
Okay.
Like, 'cause you know sometimes how when you go through seasons in your life and you feel like you're alone, but you're actually not alone because there are other people that can relate. Another song that I really love of her that has also really comforted me in so many seasons of my life is My Life. It was also a really powerful song that she had. I don't know. I'm trying to remember actually right now how did I fall in love with this song? I can't remember, but it's a good song. And it's by Mary J. That's it. That's all that matters.
Check it out.
Feeling down, you should never.
soul. And she, speaking of soul, she won a Soul Train Music Award for Best R&B and Soul Album for Female.
There we go.
In the year 1994. Yes, here's another one that I wanted to share with you as well. Take Me As I Am, in the world where everything and everybody's trying to change us and morph us to be a certain way. Here's another anthem for just, you know what, it's fine, they could be that way, but just take me for who I am.
Wiser now, can't disguise her now. Don't need no one telling her what to do and say. No one telling her who to be.
Definitely an anthem,
yes,
isn't it?
And even with that, if you look at the album, not the album, the music video itself, hey,
yeah,
it's gonna leave you in your feelings. Real Love, goes without saying, has to also top that list for me. And then obviously Be Without You. Be Without You takes me back to my Samsung E20. What was the phone's name? The slide thingy though.
Yeah, yeah.
The one that always had the flexi problem. Yeah, I had that phone. That was my ringtone forever.
So here's Real Love.
Real Love, okay. Yes.
Yeah. All right, that's Real Love.
Yeah.
That's also on your play on your list.
Be Without You. It was between, you know, Be Without You and Stay Down.
Okay.
But I had to go with this one because I had more just moments to this one.
Call a radio if you just can't be without you, baby. Yeah. I got a question for you,
but I really know the answer. Still, I'm gonna ask you why. Make me cry. Do something behind my back and then try cover it up.
when storytelling was still storytelling.
Let me tell you something.
With R&B, man.
But yeah, Mary J. Just had to applaud her, man, because she's that girl. She's that girl.
All right, cool. 9:48 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. We have, I think, one more voice note here on that unpopular opinion. We'll get to that in a bit. Stick around.
Learn a language with Learn on One this holiday season.